Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh so loved and very sexy people. This is your juicy, fruity mama. Oh my God, I see Stephen has it, the juicy, fruity mama number, name under my number. And some, I don't even remember how that happened, but it happened on one of the shows sometime. So that's who I am. You better believe it. I'm claiming that I am. What?
I can remind you where it came from if you'd like.
Okay, remind me where it came from.
I believe it was Salita from New Jersey called in. I think it was on a Thursday show, and that's what she called you.
That's right.
You said you would own it, so now I'm making you own it.
I'm owning it, baby, and I am one juicy, fruity mama. It cracks me up every time I see it in writing, though, on the switchboard here. Good morning, beautiful people. Well, the shift has literally hit the fan. You know, our new program started on Tuesday, and so I will be bringing in bits and pieces of the biggest information, but we're already, like, way off the charts. So I'm going to get started right away here. I think there's maybe four spots. It's pretty much closed by now, but if you want to still take a look at it, it's www.lettheshifthitthefan.com. And, you know, a lot of times when the shift happens, it feels like shit. So all your challenges come up, all of your perspectives, the perspectives that you go, well, I'm not a racist, unless they're trying to sit in my church with me, those kind of things come up. Well, no, I love the world, except everybody's stupid in it, you know? So I want to talk to you about some of those perspectives and a huge, what I'm calling the paradox pie, has been delivered to us. So we're going to go into that today. Please, I want to invite you all to the Valentine webinar. It's all about relationships, every kind of relationship, and they're going to give us a big piece of information sometime today around one of the things we're going to be looking into next Wednesday. That's next Wednesday from 7 to 9. You can sign up. Anything and everything you want to sign up for is on my website at iamdwallace.com. I mean, there's amazing two-hour webinars offered for $20 around every subject you would ever hope to want to know about. If you really want the highest information and start, you know, taking charge of your life and where you think your life is challenged right now, there is a webinar at IMD Wallace for you to listen to, even creating ourselves out after any kind of loss, death, sickness, job, relationship. That's a very valuable webinar we have on there. They all are. Money, success, health and wellness, etc. So go check out the website. You're going to find a lot of great stuff. And I believe it's on the homepage. You can click on the Valentine webinar, which will be about all kinds of relationships, even soul relationships, romantic relationships, relationships with ourselves, which, of course, creates our relationships with anything else. And if you're around Sacramento, December 23rd or 24th, or if you want to fly in to have an amazing weekend, I will be there with the unbelievable and majestic Dolores Cannon, top past life regressionist and hypnotherapist pretty much in the world. if you want to check that out, it's very affordable, guys. It's under $300 for 2 full days with us. She does a couple of past life regressions. She takes you into a future progression. I like that word. DoloresCannon.com/latest events. Or I'm sure you could just Google Dee Wallace on the site, too, and it would take you to that. But awesome. Sacramento at the DoubleTree Hotel. All right, we're going to get to the good stuff now. It has come into through our channel that we actually want other energy to take us over. Now, if we want other energy to take us over, and this can be for a myriad of reasons. I don't know how to do it. I don't want to do it. My belief is that other energy runs me. I'm not the creator of my life. It's just easier this way. I mean, you know, it can number into the thousands why we actually. But according to my channel, all energy right now wants other energy to take it over. So you can see the paradox we're in. Because all this work is about I am the creator of me, and no other energy has dominion over my I am presence, because I am the only creator and God over my energy. So if we are believing that, and then we also have another belief down there that I want other energy to take me over, you can see the conundrum. So I want to start there. This can look like people not showing up for you, or people making it hard for you, or people giving you an attitude in your business and in your life, and you reacting to it. You see, when you react to other energy, that energy has taken you over. Some people call it vampire energy. Basically, it's just you stop being the creator of you and you give your power away to somebody or something else. So I'm going to go into the very involved, simple but involved. I'm calling it the paradox pizza because they actually gave it to me as a pizza pie cut up into slices. Before we begin this, I want to make sure that you check your definition of love and joy. Because if your definition of love and joy has any kind of negativity or struggle connected to it, and we keep claiming love and joy, that we want love and joy around everything, again, you can see the paradox there. So let's be sure that our definition of love and joy is freedom and bliss and ease and effortlessness in our life. And that when we claim love and joy, it is the experience of the expansion of freedom everywhere in our lives. When you look at your new baby for the first time, and your heart fills up. When you look at a beautiful rainbow, and your heart fills up. When you look at a Hallmark commercial, and it can be as simple as that, and your heart fills up, and you become touched, right? That's the feeling that creates, guys. So we're just claiming the highest, most expansive definition of love and joy and freedom that raises us up into freedom. Okay? All right, so here it is. I'm only going to give it once because I want to get to the call. So focus, everybody focus. We start out with the belief and the definition of ourselves, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve here to be here. I don't deserve to be born. I just don't deserve it. And so because I don't deserve anything, I don't make a choice in my life around what I want to create because I don't deserve to be here to choose anyway. What that takes us to, when we don't make a choice our masculine, feminine, and child energy gets all messed up. And when the masculine, feminine, and child energy gets all messed up, you further your inability to make choices. That helps you stay in fear. That helps you stay not knowing, confused. All right, which takes you to, I am a non-creator when I create, and I am a creator when I don't create. Which means we can spend a lot of time doing, 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 and then we go, I'm doing all the right stuff. Why is nothing shifting? And I'm saying it's because you haven't shifted you within to be in alignment with love and joy and happiness and freedom. Which takes us to what we talked about last week. If I'm not a non-creator when I create, there must be a reason. So I have to save everybody, including all the energy that has screwed over me. And if I have to save all energy that's screwed over me, I know I really can't because I don't deserve to be here anyway. So I can't save them in order to save myself and be a creator because I don't deserve to be here and I don't belong. And that keeps us in the hamster wheel of I want it, but I don't want it. I want it, but I don't want it. I want it, but I don't want it, which equals I can't ever have it, even though I do want it. So that's kind of all the sections of the pizza. And I would like you to just picture now one whole complete pizza pie. And then the sections of it are, I want it, I deserve it, I allow it, I never have a problem with it, I attract it, I'm able to have it, I belong here, and I deserve it. Nice pie, huh? So we are claiming I am divine love around all of this. We are invoking the new statement, I am committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous, whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now and consistently and forever. Guys, let's just know and claim I am the God of me that empowers myself in empowerment. Nice claim. Okay. I want to speak about struggle just long enough to bring to the forward to you that struggle is the opposite of freedom. So if we have a belief in struggle, I think we're all ready to let go of that one and be the gods of us that define ourselves as the gods that create freedom in us, as us, everywhere in our lives, in every subject. Let's move away from the belief that we need to take time to be anxious as part of the creation process. That the creation process is simple, centered, knowing time. And the more we stay in that place, the quicker and easier and more exponentially we create. We're claiming I am divine love around all of this, and as you know, you must take responsibility for doing that. Just listening to my words does not shift your energy. Your actual choice and commitment to yourself around the words that you are hearing shifts your energy, and so it is. Can I go to the calls now? Yes, we're off and running. All right, Mika, I'm interested in what you have to say after yesterday. What's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was wonderful just now sitting in that introduction and going back through it with you again. It's deepening. It's really emotional right now. I have to say, last night after we got off the phone, I had to really consciously keep bringing myself back into the experience of freedom as my success, freedom, love, and joy. I mean, but it was like a magnetic pull going in the opposite direction of
you
that
bet.
And having to back and forth. And back. I mean, until I went to sleep, it was back and forth, just, you know.
Yeah, you just really explained it so incredibly well. We have an automatic magnet that pulls us back to what we have known before.
Yeah.
Right? But that is not the life in the world that we want to know now. We want to know a world of freedom and more expansion, of instantaneous creation, right? Of health and prosperity all the time. You know, I shared on Monday's show really quickly that when the bookkeeper was here to do all the bills, I lived for a couple of hours and, oh my God, do I have enough? Do I have enough? Instead of staying in my knowing that I had enough, I, you know, played out the drama of yesteryear that really had absolutely no reality in my life right now. And that is the challenge of 2013. And the more you magnetize yourself toward what you want and keep going, no, I'm going back here. I'm going to what I want. I'm going to what I know. I'm staying in my knowing. The more you do that, the more you will live in bliss in 2013, I promise.
Perfect. You know, then it's amazing. I mean, it explains why we've been asleep for so long, too. I mean, consciously aware of how strong that magnetic pull was. If I hadn't been conscious throughout, I mean, I just wouldn't have been aware that I was popping right back into old ways of being and thinking.
It's a great way to explain it. Thank you so much for bringing that forward, Mika. And thank you for your private session that brought a lot of this information forward, too.
My pleasure, believe me. I can't wait to share and celebrate everything that's coming now.
Yes, that you've already created.
That I've already created, yes.
Yes, ma'am. There's that freedom, right? You create within, and then it's created without for you.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, baby. Hold that line. I'll be Beyonce and do the halftime for all of us. Hey, Alicia in California. How are you, baby?
Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka.
Yes. Now, that was Jennifer's show, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yes, we got a big, we were talking about running around naked and in the rain and outside. She said, was it you that said it's 26 degrees here? That's going to be kind of hard for me.
I was on last night and about that's my song, Creating in That Energy.
Yeah,
and
I remember. Yeah. We were having so much fun on that show. So
it
everybody, if you want a song to create with, get your booty going, and it's boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka, bom bom bom, right?
I can't get it out of my head now.
Well, and you sure as hell don't want to get it out of your heart, baby.
That's right.
Because that's the energy you want to create in, not the oh my God, it's so hard and it's so tough and blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a couple of questions around that because I was playing with it this morning as I'm going for my walk and I'm doing my breathing. And, of course, it's so great that the first caller brought up about the automatic magnet and, all that stuff. And I went, I don't know if I'm supposed to stop and deal with what's coming up and say, no, that's not what I want, or just keep insisting to focus on getting into the breath.
You want to focus on the boom shaka laka laka.
Okay, so when the objections come up,
you go, oh, hi, I remember you. Visiting again, are we? Well, I'm sorry, but boom shaka laka laka is here right now, and we're having coffee. And I can't spend a lot of time with you. I hear that you're still at the front door. But I'm in the middle of boom shakalaka laka and creating what I want now.
Okay, so you do kind of notice it and then scoot
on
back.
Look, guys, if you resist anything, it persists. Okay? I'm just saying, you know, if you feel that pain in your back, you're not. There's no way you can deny that you're feeling the pain in your back. But what you want is, my back feels great. I'm in perfect alignment, and I create health. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. And how does that feel? What does it feel like to have a back that feels awesome?
Yep.
Okay. And bring yourself back and walk down toward that magnet.
And there was kind of a conflicting thing, too, because it's peaceful and quiet, you know, because I put that at the end of the breathing, the mantra, what I want. And then when I try to go into that happy space, there was like a little tug there, and I went, well, maybe it's peaceful and quiet, and it grows in intensity to that boom shakalaka. Like when I try to jumpstart it and get up way high, it was, and that could be just the old magnet again going, this perhaps
that's
a struggle.
You know, that's just you finding the balance of how to bring yourself back toward what you want.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
You know, there is a period, and I talked on the show about this yesterday, where when the bookkeeper was here, I went down the toilet. Now, when I was down the toilet, I was not in boom shakalaka. I was in dum dum da dum dum da dum da dum da dum. Right? But after an hour of dum dum da dum, I went, no, this doesn't feel good. Don't want to play here. And so, you know, I brought myself back. And then by the end of the next hour, I was back to boom shakalaka. And what I know is that I always have enough, and life is good. And, yeah, this feels a hell of a lot better than dum-dum-da-dum-dum, right? But the dum-dum-da-dum is going to feel better to you and more familiar to you in the beginning, until you insist consciously to create yourself the other way. And the more you do that, the more you're going to want to live in that space. That's a no-brainer, okay?
And does it feel like you've reached the tipping point when, as soon as you think what your mantra is, you get that buzz and that happy feeling?
That's right.
I know it. Ooh, I love
you. Yes, you do know it. I was already checking that. You absolutely do know it. Now, Alicia, know that you know it. Just know that you know it. You don't have to keep wondering about it. Just live it, all right?
I love you.
I love you, too. Have a fabulous day. Create a fabulous day, everybody. Shelley in Oregon, what's going on?
Hey, Dee. You are on fire this week, woman. Wow.
My channel is pretty happy. It is.
No kidding.
Welcome to Let the Shift Hit the Fan program. You know, I'm telling you, the information just starts pouring in. And Jared and I were on the phone yesterday going, oh, my God, we forgot all our shit comes up to. You know, so we're all on the ride together, but it's a great, joyous, expanding ride, not a scary ride in the dark where we don't know where we're going anymore. You know?
That is the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth. So I have a little story for you and then a question.
Okay.
So last Saturday morning, after waiting for several days to hear from this man that I've been seeing, I woke up extremely pissed off, but not at him, at me. Because I realized that I had given up my power in this relationship while waiting for him to change the way he felt.
Yep.
So I told him exactly how I felt, that I was not this woman who sits on my couch waiting for some attention from him, but I was turning into her, and it really pisses me off. So in that moment of being honest with him, I instantly took my power back. And man, did it feel good.
Yes, because you spoke your truth, honey.
Yes.
You spoke your truth. And the point is, guys, I don't know about you, but I am defining myself as a God who gets it all. I'm not going to settle anymore. I'm not going to settle for relationships or money or a body that isn't everything I want. So let's all come together and choose to define ourselves and commit to ourselves that we're the gods that create everything that we want. Wow, what comes up for people when I say that? Do you deserve it? Let's go back to the paradox pie here. Do you deserve everything you want? Has anybody in the world ever told us we deserve everything we want? I mean, a million sayings are coming up now, you know. Well, you don't get everything you want, but you get everything you need. Well, yippee, woohoo. That's, you know, kind of a limited perspective there. Right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Back in Kansas, you only get what you need. Don't ask for anything more, because then that's not a righteous thing to do. So, you know what? I'm going back to the man himself that says, I want to give you all the desires of your heart. But, you know, if we're the God of us, we have to say we're the gods that accept them and allow them and create them through accepting and allowing them. So I'm the God
Absolutely.
Of me that accepts everything I want. And that's a great story and a great testimonial to bring forward for everybody. And then if he responds, then you together have evolved as a couple. And if he doesn't respond, then you will find out, you know, that you haven't settled for less for the next 3 years while you've been waiting.
Yeah, and I've come to the realization that he is basically emotionally unavailable, which is fine. That's his thing. And we've been friends for a number of years, and I believe that friendship will continue, and I'm okay with that. But what this also did for me, Dee, was for me to say, okay, this is not what I want, so now I can move on and create exactly what I do want.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that brings me to my question in that, how detailed and specific do I need to be when stating what I want? Because
okay, well,
I
it's very easy. You just said he's not emotionally available. So what do you want in a relationship? Someone
I
who
want
to is?
Get, yes, yes.
Someone who is what?
Emotionally available.
Thank you.
And yes, yes.
And
so
then you can add anything else. A lot of the other things you already knew, financially stable, healthy, you know, respectful, which he is. He's just emotionally unavailable. So it's like looking for a house, guys. If you would look at life as looking at a house, you know, you go in and you look at a lot of houses and you go, well, this, I really love this house, but it has no backyard. There's nothing emotionally available here. And then you go look at another house and it goes, well, it's got a great backyard. It's emotionally available, but it's so tiny. The house is so tiny. So, well, I guess there's not enough abundance in this house. And pretty soon you walk into a house and go, you know, all I have to do is slap on a little paint and this is it.
That's perfect.
Okay, you got it.
Yes.
Okay. Let us know how fabulous he is when he comes along.
I certainly will.
All right. Love you, honey.
Love you. Thank you.
Oh, Joy, I haven't talked to you in a while. Dude, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Everything has been going really, really well. And I'm happier. I'm more joyful and all that. But I
okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Could I just mirror back to you what you said?
Okay.
And I'm happier and more joyful and all that. You see, you kind of dismissed that a little bit there, Miss Joy.
Yes.
I mean, isn't that what we're all hungering for, is to be happy and more joyful in our lives? That's big stuff.
Right.
I don't want you dismissing that. Because, you know, it's better not to have quite so much money and be happy and joyful.
Yes.
The best thing is to be happy and joyful and create more than enough money. That's having it all. So now please proceed.
Okay. I just meant to get to the point, I guess, of what my question was. I am delighted with being happy and joyful. The only thing that is coming up for me now is I don't have any energy, and my body, I'm very uncomfortable in my body. It's nothing, well, there are some specific things, but it's one thing or another. And I have been looking to see or to hear what it's about. And I think today I came to the conclusion that I took on the sadness for my family, for my friends, for the world, and I haven't been able to give it back, I guess, for want of a better word.
Okay, I am not a doctor. I have to state that. I work on energy, and yet they are giving me a physical thing to ask you to check out.
Okay.
Oftentimes, when we're feeling very tired, I mean, fatigue can come from a lot of things, from resistance,
yes,
from exactly the same thing that you talked about, which is the energetic basis of the first thing they gave me, is they want you to check out whether you have systemic, I believe is what they call it, candidiasis. Yeast.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had my body book, but I do not have it back here with me right now. So one of the symptoms of yeast throughout your whole body
mm-hmm.
is fatigue, and a lot of symptoms that the doctor says there's nothing wrong with you, but you just don't feel good.
Okay.
So I would look it up. I would read about it. Go within, see if it, and it's pretty, I'm not talking just about, you know, a yeast infection, a female yeast infection. I'm talking about yeast throughout your body.
Right.
That's grown. And you're right. What it comes through from energetically is all of this grief.
Yes.
And, wow, hold on, Joy, because I think you're it's also people who are suffering a lot from allergies. They're saying allergies and yeast are kind of interconnected. If you have yeast, a lot of times you have allergies and vice versa.
Okay.
So grief is the highest word.
Okay.
So what's the opposite of grief for you?
Peace.
Okay. And what's your name?
Joy.
Uh-huh. So peace and joy, yeah. And,
well, I can
know,
get to joy, but peace, I guess that's what I've been having more of a...
Challenge,
that's the word I was looking for, right, yes. With.
Okay. So what you want to know is that it's easy and effortless as the God of you to choose and create peace within you. Wow. You've got to be able to feel that when I say it, Joy.
Yes.
And you see, part of that is the pie that we just went through. You are still trying to save yourself by saving others. And you're doing that by taking on a lot of their grief. Because ultimately the core of everything is I don't deserve to be here. So I'll go extend myself to a lot of other people so I can deserve to be here. But it doesn't work that way. The more you go within, everybody, and experience the joy and magnificence just of who you are, and choose to know that because of that, you are absolutely meant to be here. You are God. There isn't anything that isn't God. And therefore, you deserve to be here. Now, how and what you do with the energy of you, you have the right and the power of creation over. But the energy of you deserves to be here. If you want to shift how you and ergo your life looks in this world, then just pick a different selection in the Wheel of Life. All right, Joy?
Okay.
This is an important message for everybody, what she brought forward here. Please trust the rest of the world to create themselves. They will. It will. You focus on you. And the more balance, harmony, joy, love, and freedom you are, the more you affect the one, because you are all a part of the one, because there is only the one. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Love you, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Karen in Toronto. How are you?
Good morning, sensational day.
What's up, baby?
I have a boom chakalaka dance step question.
Okay.
It was such a thrill to listen to last night and to listen to the people this morning, because here's where we are. I love the fact that it's my canvas, that I'm responsible for what I'm creating. But I get into fix-it mode. I'm divine, I'm God, therefore I have to fix all the messes I did before. Now, the impression I got last night and I'm getting right now is fixing it isn't the job. So exactly what's the boom chakalaka dance step to keep the creation going towards resolving,
because,
you know.
Now, you know this answer. If you've been listening to these shows, you know this answer, woman. If you want history to repeat itself, keep your focus on the history. And that's what you're doing. And this,
there is
no more fixing anything. Nothing ever needed to be fixed or ever will ever need to be fixed again. What you boom shakalaka is the creation of what you want right now in this moment. And you can't create what you want right now in this moment if you're looking at all the garbage to fix and save from years before, or even from yesterday.
So our task is to stay in that state of boom shakalaka.
That's right. The magnet of boom shakalaka brings us back. that's our claim for today. That when the magnet of the past and the grief, and then I need to fix it, and I need to save it, and I need to take care of everybody, and I don't have enough, and all those magnets pull us, we turn consciously toward the magnet of boom shakalaka and dance toward that. Do you understand? And the more we focus on the strength and the pull of the boom shakalaka, the easier it is just to always be pulled that way. Again, we are retraining our minds to say yes instead of no.
Yeah.
No, yippee!
Yes.
Not ugh.
Yes, okay.
And it
okay.
is true what Mika says. You have to stay conscious in every moment. You know? I'm not going to give you some BS answer that, like on one of the teleseminars I did. They said, well, you know, I know people out there going, oh, my God, I have to stay conscious all the time. That's not what you're saying, is it, Dan? I said, well, actually, yeah, it is. Because if we're not conscious every moment, then we give our power away to the guy we're waiting for to be emotionally available, to the people and the society who think there's actually a cold and flu season out there, to all the advertisements where we're going to get this and we probably already have it and we may die of the pill we're going to take anyway. You see, if you're not conscious, all those things take you over.
Wow. Because it is a power thing. When I hear I'm responsible, I think, okay, therefore I've got to fix. But you're saying my power.
No, I'm not saying you've got to fix. I'm saying, you know, when you're responsible, you're in creation all the time. So you can create lack and you can create plenty. Both of it's creation. But how you choose to responsibly define who you are and what you want, will change what the creation looks like. If I have water and I want to make it ice, then I hold that intention and take the action that creates what I want. But if you keep trying to fix things, you never get the water to the freezer to get the ice that you want. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's what keeps happening.
Well, stop it.
That's what keeps happening. Fantastic.
Okay, we're claiming I am divine love around all of this. Guys, if you get confused at all, just stop and go, what do I want? What do I want? You sure want the magnet of boom shakalaka-laka, I can tell you that. Okay? Love you. Bye, sweetheart. All righty, we're going to Nova Scotia. Sabrina, hey, you're up. Hello? Miss Sabrina, are you there? Oh, hold on. Maybe it didn't come on. There. Are you there, baby?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm a first-time caller, and I'm very much enjoying you.
Well, thank you. Welcome.
Thanks. I have a big year this year, and there's a lot of movement that is coming. I also have a lot of things to resolve before I get going.
That's not a true statement, Sabrina.
No?
That's not a true statement. That's what we've been talking about throughout the entire show, is fixing or going back to try and make it right. Okay?
Okay.
There are things on the physical level that one must address. That is true. And while you are doing that, what I want you to do is hold your focus only on what you want and the feeling of joy and love that creates that. Now, let me give you an example, guys. When I talked to one of my friends who's a Buddhist, I said, well, what would Buddha say if I have to sue someone? And he said, Buddha would say, take the steps you have to take and stay in love and joy, because that is what creates you. And that's kind of what I'm saying to you without knowing the specifics.
Right.
For example, they're showing me I'm the executor for my father's will right now. There are a lot of things and a lot of personalities within and without my family to deal with. I have to take certain steps. And what I'm clear about, Sabrina, is that I want this all resolved easily, effortlessly, joyfully, for everybody, and quickly, for everybody involved.
Right.
Are you kind of getting an idea of what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally agree with you. I just really want to get going, and I do try to keep visualizing that. Do you see a resolution soon?
Well, that will be up to you, darling.
Okay.
You see, no other energy can tell you what you're going to create.
Right.
I can tell you that if you stay focused and don't think you have to struggle, but know that all this can be resolved easily for the highest good of all, and that's a joyful and happy thing for you, it can be resolved really well. They're saying this is not going to make any sense to you, but the words are in days.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay.
That's awesome. Awesome.
But
thank you.
I want you, again, you are the god of your energy. Don't give your power away to what other people think or believe.
Okay. Thank you.
Underlining that. So just like you were asking me for an answer, and I know that's what we do here. We come together for answers, and I appreciate your trust. And be careful that you stay in your own knowing, because oftentimes other people limit us by what the past has taught them is the truth. And the only truth is what you want to create right now.
Very good.
Got
Very
it?
Good.
Okay.
Got Donna. It.
Thank you for
You're
calling
awesome.
In.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
What okay. a first call for her. She brought in some great stuff for you guys. I love this community. We rock. We rock. Lee in Nebraska, you're on, baby.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I really loved the show on Monday. It was just so full of joy.
Yeah,
it was
well,
great.
Yes, we were having a good time. Well, we're having a good time now with Boom Shakalaka-Laka. Yes, thank you. And you know, you can get all the archive shows. They're all on iTunes. You can go to IMD Wallace and click, and the Blog Talk link is up there. So, yeah.
Yeah,
thank
I was
you.
Definitely thinking I want to listen to that one again because it was just so amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty off the charts.
It definitely was. So, I have a question regarding food and creating health and food. So, I'm
okay,
not
it's
quite
not about
clear
food.
On how that plays in. Like, I think I have... You know, I'm not exactly enjoy about food most of the time, and I know that I can be sometimes, but I don't know.
Okay,
I guess
well,
I just
Lee,
don't
I've got
know
your
how to...
answer. I've got your answer. It's not about food. It's about your attitude and your beliefs about food.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you believe, it will be delivered unto you. So be honest with us and just rattle off all your beliefs about food. Go.
It's too hard. It's not fun. It's most of the food is, it's just difficult. It's hard. It's hard to choose healthy food.
Okay. And if you don't eat healthy food, what happens?
You're not giving your body the nutrients that it needs.
And then what happens?
You're not in health.
Okay. So you see the conundrum here. Being in health is hard. Basically, that's what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Being healthy is really hard. It's not fun. It has no joy for me. And therefore, I'm going to blame the food.
Huh.
You see how we got there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
So, you know, I've been an actress all my life. I've had to watch my weight for the camera all my life. And when I really got that it was easy if I just ate well, it's just easy if you stop fighting yourself. But you've got to keep fighting yourself, you see, because you don't deserve to be happy and be the God of you. And so you keep fighting the very thing you need to do because being healthy is hard, so you have to make it hard.
Well, that's easy.
I mean,
that's easy
guys,
to change that.
You know, I really don't get the market of health foods and diets. All of that is continually looking outside of yourself to create what you want. You've known all your lives how to eat healthy. You don't eat a lot of sugar. You eat protein and vegetables and fruit and, you know, grains. We've known it for forever. What is the big deal? And I'm asking you, Lee, what is the big deal about, okay, a little protein, a little fruit, a lot of veggies, and some grains? And, you know, if I want an ice cream or, you know, a square of chocolate at night or, you know, a cappuccino, then I get to have that because that all balances out. That's pretty easy. I don't know what could be easier. Kashi breakfast, you know. What do you want?
Well, I see what it is. I've given my power away.
To?
To people who have told me, this is the right food to eat, this is the wrong food to eat, this will make you healthy, that won't make you healthy.
Yes, because you had to make health hard. And health isn't fun. And if health isn't fun, you're not in harmony with it, baby, and you won't create it no matter what the hell you eat.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly
I know.
Right.
I
okay,
know.
Okay, that's good. I had to see what was underneath it.
Well,
because
that's
I know
brilliant.
I can be in joy about it, but I couldn't figure out why I could choose that.
Yeah, so what you want to know is that health is your absolute birthright. And it's easy. It's easy to stay healthy, guys. But you got to go toward the boom shakalaka-laka.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of, oh, my God, there's pesticides in everything. There's a cold and flu season. I think that's so funny. You know, who sent it? Darth Vader? Who made up the cold and flu season?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Who says that allergies or we have to have more allergies during this time? You know, we're being sold a bill of goods here because we're not conscious creators. And it's
right.
Time to step forward. Do, 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 do. Okay?
Exactly. Well, that really helps a lot. Thanks so
much, Dee.
Okay,
well, let's balance it. I am divine love, and I am choosing to know that it's easy and effortless and joyful to be health and wellness. And everything I eat, then, has to come forward to support that. That's my claim, that's my demand, and that's the God of who I am. And so it is. Thank you, baby.
Perfect. Oh, one quick question. On your little pie chart, you said, I want it, I deserve it, I allow it, I'm able to have it, I receive it.
I want it,
I create
it. I want it, I need it, I deserve it, I attract it. I never have a problem with it. I'm able to have it.
Okay. But not I create it.
Well, that's...
That was
that
the part I wanted to add,
it,
and
baby.
I didn't know.
That's all creating it.
Okay, got it. That's implied.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the
Perfect.
Addendums, and those are the ABCDs under I am creation.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Perfect.
Boom shakalaka laka lee.
To you too.
Okay. Wow. Look, in the short time we've had, the clarity that has come forward. Steve, I'm going to bring you on, but you got to talk fast, dude.
Oh,
what's
great.
Going
well,
on?
First of all, I read your reviews, and you are the Meryl Streep of your genre, and I think probably the Meryl Streep period of who you are. So I really felt like I am the god of dysfunction. So while the show's been going on, I rewrote a definition saying that I am the god of brilliance, sex, empowerment, privilege, and desire fulfilled.
Oh, I'm claiming that for me too and for all of us. That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're not supposed to listen to the calls and be passive. And I wanted to thank you for the wonderful work you did on the ship call and the brilliant work you did with Matthew. I've known him for 25 years, and I haven't even been able to figure that one out. And I think since I rewrote The God of Dysfunction, that's about it. I have not discovered my boom shakalaka mantra yet, but it's coming.
Okay, let's just say it's here. Because
it's here.
If it's coming, you keep it coming instead of being in the experience of it. You'll have it today. And
great.
Don't look for trumpets, okay? Look for small snowflakes. I don't know what that means. But that's in that you will find your boom shakalaka laka.
Great.
Okay.
I
love you too, sweetheart. Tell Matthew hi.
All right,
guys. Listen, please join me next Wednesday for the Valentine's special on all types of relationships. If you are having a relationship with your little toe that you don't like, this is the show for you. Don't ask me why they gave me that. Whatever. Let me see what else. Yes, Dolores Cannon at the end of this month, and of course, Let the Shift Hit the Fan. And I am inviting all of you to have the courage to let the shift in your perspective and the definition of you, let it come forward, let it blossom, let it boom shakalaka-laka, let it hit the fan and explode into joy throughout this world and universe of ours. Love yourselves, guys. It's the key to everything.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.